Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Maria Fundora, and she is with Purple Pansies. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on, Lee. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell my story.
Sure. So why don't we get started? Tell us about Purple Pansies. How are you serving folks?
Well, Purple Pansies is an organization that I founded in 2009. And our goal has been the last few years to continue to increase awareness about pancreatic cancer, to help fund development in new meds and new research and early detection, and to help local families that are impacted by pancreatic cancer.
So before we get into the nuts and bolts of what you're doing, what was this the first kind of nonprofit you started?
That is correct. We started as a grassroots organization in 2009. I lost my mom in 2007 to pancreatic cancer, and that started me on the journey to try to do something to help others that were impacted like ourselves. So we became a nonprofit in 2017, I believe.
Now, what's it like? How do you go about doing that? Like, what was your background in the world of nonprofits and this kind of medical world to have kind of the ability to put together a team and to create an entity, a nonprofit entity like this from scratch?
Well, I'm in the hospitality industry. I'm in the restaurant business. So dealing and having exposure to all kinds of people, I have a very good background in putting events together and putting people together. And when we lost my mom, I just could not stay still and not do anything. So I started to reach out to my base that eats with me all of the time. And from that base, over the years, I've been able to create a team, a volunteer team. No one on our team is on payroll. We are all volunteers. And that's how we started. And we have created, through the relationships that I have made over the years, a really great team to be able to go forward. In the last couple of years, we've been able to get a good amount of corporate sponsors and partners, along with individuals, for the organization to become stronger and be able to help more people in the community and on a national and a global stage.
So this was just been kind of a side hustle for you while you have your day job?
Well, it's kind of doing two things at one time. My main course hustle is I'm a restaurateur here in Atlanta. It does give me the opportunity to have a lot of contact with different people in the community. So I do this from a volunteer basis. I am not on a salary.
Now, when you were developing the concept of it, you wanted to serve your mother and you wanted to help in that battle. How did you kind of narrow down the focus and decide exactly where the need was greatest and where you can contribute the most?
Well, pancreatic cancer is usually, people die, about 74% of people who are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer die in the first year. So for me, it was extremely clear that I needed to try to do something to help people to try to get an early detection piece before they came to stage four. So that really, for me, was a real focus. And to see how quickly we lost my mom, we lost her in 3 months, changed the entire dynamics of my family. And over the years, I've been able to meet families that has been the case. So we have tried to identify people that have been impacted by pancreatic cancer. We support another organization called TGen. They're in Arizona, and their medical director, there are two drugs that treat pancreatic cancer, which is the standard of care these days, Abraxane and Gemzar. And Dr. Van Hoff of TGen, his work, he helped develop both of those two drugs. So we support TGen through research, and also trying to develop an early detection piece. And then also we give grants to local families that have been impacted by pancreatic cancer.
And then how many people does pancreatic cancer impact annually?
This year, there'll be about 57,000 people that will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, with the majority of them being stage four. So we are trying to help develop a tool for early diagnostic of pancreatic cancer. Usually when you have symptoms, you are already stage four, Lee. Then it's extremely fast. In the last 5 years, we have been able to people to last from 1% in 5 years to 9%. And just trying to do the best that we can to try to get people to get early detection as quickly as they can.
So you mentioned this is one of those cancers that once it's diagnosed, it's kind of you're finding it at towards the end. When that's the case, well, for people who don't know, there's only stage four, right? Like there's no stage five and six. Like,
correct.
Four is the last stage. So
fourth is the last stage. That is correct.
So just so people understand, four isn't like you're halfway there. Like four is the end or nearing the end for a lot of people. So that's why it's critical to get this as early as possible. Why is it hide so well? Is there any, like I said, there was no clues or symptoms that people can pay attention to at this point?
For example, a lot of people have back pain, and back pain could be attributed to many different things that are wrong with you. Usually it's a big indicator that you might have pancreatic cancer, or you have a sudden loss, weight loss, or you feel a little nausea or a little something, you have some stomach issues. They're very, they're signals that could be attributed to so many other diseases. That's why most people that are diagnosed already are stage four. There's one, two, three, and four. Out of those people, if we could get an early detection piece, Lee, right now, only 20% of patients out of the 57,000 people that I told you that would be diagnosed, only 20% of them are in the first couple of stages where the cancer has not metastasized. And then they're eligible for surgeries called the Whipple procedure. That Whipple procedure here in Atlanta, for example, is available at Piedmont Hospital and at Emory. And then you have a really larger shot of being able to live on, and your survival rate is much better.
Now, the testing that is necessary to kind of catch it early, is it a simple blood test, or you have to go in there looking for this specifically in order to find it?
Usually it's caught in a CAT scan or an MRI is usually how they found it. Or, for example, you could be going in for some surgery, like maybe an endoscopy or a colonoscopy or anything that has to do with your abdomen area that they're going in to fix something else. Sometimes it's caught that way as well. But usually a CAT scan or MRI are usually the ways that they find it. There is no blood test right now to say, if you take the test, I have pancreatic cancer.
Right. So it sounds like there's nothing that they're going to find it in just a normal case of just your normal trips to doctors and things like that. So you got to be kind of looking, or at least in the neighborhood, in order to find it.
That is correct. The pancreas, where it is in the body, it's kind of behind several organs. So it's not something that they can catch, for example, in an X-ray or just a simple blood test like you would go for blood work if you're having your annual physical.
Now, raising money and raising awareness are probably two of the things you do most with your organization. How does your restaurant help you in this regard, or does it?
Well, the restaurant, first of all, gives us a base to be able to spread the word among our community. It's a great ambassador to be able to let people know when we're hosting events and things like that. In the last few years, of course, the restaurant, for example, in this year during COVID-19, cancer has not stopped, and neither have we. So we have been partnering with the restaurant to support our local health workers, our local frontline people, like people in grocery stores or at Safe House, just to help other nonprofits and other organizations and different hospitals that are in need of help. So we partner with the restaurant for the restaurant to provide the food, and then Purple Pansies helps along with the sending snacks and things for the health workers and taking care of some of the labor.
Now, what is the name of your restaurant, and where is it located?
Our restaurant is Casanova Italian Restaurant. We are in Alpharetta. We've been here at this location for about 23 years.
Wow. Congratulations on that. Big achievement just that by itself.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do you need more of? How can we help you?
Well, we'd love to be able to get the word out that during this COVID-19 pandemic, we are in need, of course, of funding like many nonprofits. And we just need people to continue to support us by making a donation, whether it's a small donation. If you donated last year $100, if you can donate $50, you can go on purplepansies.org or support our we have two large events every year. Our first one, which we normally host in the summertime, we usually feed over 1,000 people for free, and we just ask people to make a donation. This year, we were not able to host it in the summertime. It'll be hosted on November 1st, depending on what happens with COVID-19. And then we have a gala, which we usually host in September. I lost my mother in September. This is why we do it in September. This year will be September 20th. It will be a virtual gala. So people can either buy tickets, and we will host their food and their wine for pickup. And then we will go live at 6 p.m. on purple.givesmart.com. Or you can live stream. Will be on Facebook Live. Or on purple.givesmart.com and watch the streaming and watch, make a donation, help go on our silent auction and make bids. We welcome any kind of help that we can get to continue to support pancreatic families and try to help with an early detection piece and new clinical trials that are in the works as we speak.
Now, do you have relationships with maybe corporate sponsors as well?
We do. Our premier partner this year, again, is Kroger. We also have on our team this year, we have Red Bull, we have Kraft Heinz, we have the Wine Group, EJ Gallo. All of those are corporate partners for us this year. We are so thankful to them, along with many individual people in our community that continue to support us. And what we're just trying to do is just get the word out. There are so many people in need. Whatever you can do for us, we very much welcome and appreciate.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you. One more time, the website.
Website is purplepansies.org.
That's purplepansies.org. Maria, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much, Lee. I so appreciate your time and for your listeners to listening to our story.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.